Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and I'm back with another episode of our psychology series. This time we're going to be talking about developmental psychology. Developmental psychology is a branch of psychology that focuses on the study of human growth and development across the lifespan. It examines how individuals change physically, cognitively, emotionally, and socially from infancy to old age. Developmental psychologists aim to understand the processes, factors, and milestones that shape human development and how individuals interact with their environment at different stages of life. Some of the key concepts and areas of study in developmental psychology include, and most of you have probably heard of this first one, nature versus nurture. Developmental psychology explores the interaction between genetic and environmental influences on human development. It examines how nature, genetics, biological factors, and nurture, environment, social interactions, interact and shape an individual's development. 2, cognitive development. Cognitive development focuses on the development of thinking, problem solving, memory, language, and other mental processes. It includes studying how children acquire knowledge, reasoning abilities, and the development of abstract thinking throughout childhood and adolescence. 3, social and emotional development. Social and emotional development examines the ways in which individuals develop their emotions, social skills, and relationships with others. It explores the development of empathy, attachment, self-esteem, moral reasoning, and the impact of social and cultural factors on socialization. 4, physical and motor development. Physical and motor development involves the study of how individuals develop and refine their physical abilities and motor skills, including fine and gross motor skills. It explores the changes in physical growth, motor coordination, and sensory development from infancy to adulthood. 5, language development. Language development investigates how individuals acquire language skills and the processes involved in learning to communicate, understand, and use language. It examines the stages of language development, language acquisition milestones, and the impact of social and environmental factors on language acquisition. 6, developmental milestones. Developmental psychology identifies and describes typical patterns of development, including developmental milestones that mark significant achievements at different ages. These milestones help track and assess normal development across various domains. 7, attachment theory. Attachment theory examines the formation of emotional bonds between infants and caregivers. I'm sure most of you have heard about this. It explores how early attachments influence social and emotional development, relationships, and later functioning. And that's so important, as we all know. 8, adolescence and identity development. Adolescence is a critical period of development marked by physical, cognitive, and socio-emotional changes. Developmental psychology investigates the challenges and opportunities of adolescence, including identity formation, peer relationships, risk-taking behavior, and the transition to adulthood. So as you can see, this one is another good one. This is why psychology is like the bomb. I don't care what anyone says. I love it. How can you not love it, right? Okay, so developmental psychology findings, they have practical applications in various domains, including education, of course. Understanding the cognitive and social development of children helps inform educational approaches, curriculum design, and teaching strategies tailored to their developmental needs. Parenting and family dynamics. Knowledge of developmental psychology helps parents and caregivers understand the stages of child development, nurture healthy relationships, and provide appropriate support and guidance. Clinical practice. Developmental psychology informs assessments, diagnoses, and interventions for children and adolescents with developmental disorders, behavioral challenges, and mental health concerns. aging and gerontology. Understanding the aging process and changes in cognitive and physical abilities helps inform interventions and support systems for older adults, promoting healthy aging and addressing age-related challenges. Policy and advocacy. Developmental psychology research informs policies and programs aimed at supporting children, adolescents, and families, promoting child welfare, and addressing social inequities. By studying the various aspects of human development, developmental psychology provides valuable insights into how individuals grow, change, and interact with the world. It contributes to our understanding of the factors that shape human behavior, abilities, and experiences at different stages of life. A real-world example of developmental psychology can be observed in the study of language acquisition in children. Researchers in this field examine how children acquire language skills, the stages of language development, and the factors that influence this process. For instance, one classic case study in developmental psychology is the investigation of Jeannie, a young girl who experienced extreme social isolation and neglect during her early childhood. Jeannie was discovered at the age of 13, having been confined to a small room and deprived of social interaction and language exposure for most of her life. This case provided researchers with a unique opportunity to study the critical period hypothesis, which suggests that there is a specific window of time during which language acquisition occurs most easily and naturally. Through extensive observation and testing, researchers documented Jeannie's process in acquiring language skills after her rescue. They found that despite her challenging circumstances, she was able to make significant linguistic advances. This case study contributed to our understanding of the critical period for language development and shed light on the role of environmental factors in language acquisition. Additionally, longitudinal studies following children from infancy to adulthood provide valuable insights into developmental changes over time. For example, the Dunedin Multidisciplinary Health and Development Study is a well-known longitudinal study that followed a cohort of individuals born in Dunedin, New Zealand, since their birth in the early 1970s. This study examines various aspects of development, including physical, cognitive, social, and emotional development, providing comprehensive insights into the factors that contribute to individual differences and developmental trajectories. These real-world examples demonstrate how developmental psychology research is conducted in diverse settings, ranging from studying isolated cases to conducting large-scale longitudinal studies. By investigating real-life situations, researchers gain valuable insights into the complex processes and factors that influence human development, contributing to our understanding of how individuals grow, learn, and change throughout their lives. This is such an interesting part of psychology as well. That case about Jeannie is especially, you know, that's very fascinating as well. And, you know, of course, that nature versus nurture debate, you know, because is it our genetics that, you know, or is it more our environmental factors that make up, you know, why people do the things they do and how they are? So it's such a great battle. And that debate, I mean, it's just the nature versus nurture debate has been a long-standing topic of discussion in psychology and other fields. You know, while earlier views pitted nature against nurture as opposing influences, the current understanding recognizes that both nature and nurture interact and influence each other in complex ways. And I think that's true. I mean, I really do. I think it's a combination of both as opposed to one or the other. Now, I guess, you know, maybe one could be more prevalent than the other. But I think that it does, you know, they pretty much work together. I mean, that's what I believe. And for those who don't know what the nature, you know, if you don't know what that is, it's just more about, you know, your nature is your genetic factors, you know. It refers to the innate biological and genetic factors that contribute to an individual's development. This includes traits inherited from biological parents, such as physical characteristics, your temperament, you know, certain dispositions. Genetic factors provide the blueprint for the development of various aspects, such as intelligence, personality traits, and susceptibility to certain diseases. And so when you get into nurture, which is your environmental factors, nurture refers to the influence of the environment surrounding an individual, including their family, culture, social interactions, experiences, and upbringing. You know, environmental factors play a crucial role in shaping development by providing opportunities, experiences, and learning environments that contribute to an individual's growth and development. You know, they can include your parental upbringing, social economic status, education, cultural norms, peer relationships. You know, these factors can shape your behavior, your beliefs, your values, your social skills. So it's just amazing. Like, just to talk about it. I mean, do you see how excited I get just by talking about psychology and just all of the different branches of psychology? I just find that it's so incredibly, you know, it's just so, I just like the thought of like all of these different things that shape a person into who they are. You know what I mean? Like it just fascinates me, as you can probably tell. But I just wanted to get back into our series and jump back on our next branch of psychology. And I hope you guys enjoy this one as much as I did. And, you know, if you want to know more about that case, you know, just look it up. You know, you can research that case, the case of Jeannie, again, the 13-year-old. You know, look it up if you want to know more about her actual case study and what they learned and, you know, what they taught her and how she responded to everything. Look it up. I mean, I think you'll find it very, very interesting, you know, and just, you know, I hope that, you know, you're getting some valuable lessons from these series, you know, because all of these things make up our lives. They make us who we are, you know, whether I'm doing social psychology, developmental psychology, you know, it doesn't matter, cognitive psychology. And so it just all aligns. And that's what's so fascinating about it for me. And I hope it's interesting for you guys as well. So we'll come back with our next one, but I hope you enjoyed this version as well, this particular branch of psychology. I mean, I think that it's just great. And if you want to learn more about developmental psychology, you know, look it up, learn more, research, and especially a lot of these cases that I'm telling you guys about. If you want to know more about them, please feel free to look those up as well. And we'll be back with our next episode soon. Take care.